everybody. Welcome to the Allow Love Show. This is Mary.
And this is Rod.
And we're delighted that you're here. We've got great stuff to talk about. Rod is a trans channel. Consciousness is totally gone, no filters, and the being who's most appropriate for today's callers and listeners, that's all of you, will come through. We get no notice ahead of time, and so it's always an exciting surprise, and often it is someone that is directly addressing what's coming economically, politically, what's going on, etc., because they all have specialties. So, here we go!
Aloha, everyone. This is Archangel Michael.
Wonderful, Archangel Michael. Thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure.
We're very grateful. Do you have a message for our callers and listeners today before we get started?
I would like you to think about what the food of those beings that do not have humanity's best interest at heart is.
A lot of us know the answer to that question. It's pretty obvious.
Yes.
But we would like to give the answer a little bit later in the show.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, good. Of course, one of the big things on everybody's mind is the Las Vegas situation. And I have sent out a fair amount of information to part of my list about the real truth of that. Is there something that you would like to address about the events in Las Vegas Sunday night?
Well, you did want to shorten that time, didn't you? Fear was a major goal for that event.
Yes.
They planned it extremely well for an extended period of time. It took many people coordinating to make it happen. And please don't give them their food.
Exactly. Exactly. Just something to look at as their death throes, the cabal.
For sure.
Yes. Yeah. My understanding that a section of the CIA that's not been cleaned out yet and Mossad were the ones who basically pulled this off with much planning.
Well, yes, the entities did do this. I hesitate to give them the benefit of pulled it off.
Oh, okay, because they really didn't accomplish what they were after totally, I believe, because there's so much exposure coming out. It's only been 4 days.
As a matter of fact, even the casual observer has to say, that's not what happened. The official line is not anywhere near reality.
So there's more people really waking up this time. That's huge.
It is huge. Yay.
Yay is right, okay? I first heard today about an additional shooting at the Bellagio. Some of the front door glass was blown out or something, and people were having to be contained. I can't blame the security personnel if they didn't know what was going on to keep people in the hotel free to roam around. But what happened at the Bellagio?
Just an additional fear event.
Okay. Just they had a few more bullets to use, so why not? Huh? Something like that.
Something like that.
Yes. I was surprised, but not surprised, that someone caught someone wearing a security vest
actually pulling out a pistol and on the ground and firing into the crowd on the ground. Those security vests are easy to get hold of if you know how. Well, with the people pulling this off, they've got all kinds of equipment. So, but that was like, that's got to be some really not nice operative who did that.
As a matter of fact, yes. He was with the conference there in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Well, the conference, as usual, was a cover-up, an excuse for the personnel who were going to be involved in this to be in Vegas. But it's my understanding there were people attending the conference who did not know about the operation. Is that correct?
That is correct, dear.
Okay. Okay, and usually the planners of these false flag events have planned a conference or a training session or some kind of operation in conjunction with every one of these things. Sandy Hook, Boston, I mean, the list is almost endless. Is that true?
It is so.
So it gives the people an excuse to be there who are part of the planning, but there are also people usually who are not part of it and don't know what's going on. My bet.
That's true.
Okay. Is there anything else that you would like to contribute? There's a lot of information you could go into, and I would say to anybody who wants to know the real details that I have gotten from the other side, if you want to send an email to my foundation at fastmail.fm and just say Las Vegas details in the subject line, I will send you all the stuff I have, which is fairly extensive.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
All right. Good. Okay. Now, what's going on with the NFL? It's a little confusing to me because they call it taking the knee, but kneeling like that is a form of respect, not disrespect. What's happening?
In football parlance, taking a knee, popping up.
Oh, because of the plays on the field, the games and the rules and the language that they use on the field.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're referring to that as opposed to a more traditional.
Fealty to a team.
Right. So it's like when a player is going to be the receiver for a kickoff and he is not going to try to run with the ball. Going to stay right there.
He
makes a signal and he gets down on one knee. Sometimes I've seen them that.
Yes.
So that's a form of opting out. He's not going to be an assertive player to try to get the ball and run with it. He's just going to stay there. Yes.
In other words, he doesn't want to get messed
up. Good idea, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, that makes a lot more sense to me. Okay? All right. Let's see. What about Puerto Rico? What's really going on in Puerto Rico in real time now?
The recovery effort is doing very well at this point. It's not over, but it has a head of steam and will succeed.
And I believe that's because of the people stepping up to take care of themselves and their neighbors, but the leadership is pretty well messed up. Is that true?
Yes, but the people have taken care of themselves.
Uh-huh. Merlin said that they were getting the supplies out using their donkeys. Which I thought, I laughed. What a good idea, right?
Of course. Use what you have.
Exactly. And because they are into old-fashioned, what we would call old-fashioned farming methods, really healthy farming methods, rather than big combines, big machines, all this big ag stuff. They have donkeys and horses and mules and all of this, and put them to use, huh?
Exactly. And I will point out to you that old fashioned is now the new.
Yes. Yes, it is. It's coming right back and should.
And should.
And should. Okay. Okay. Now, I was not aware that Cuba, which also was badly hit, has been non-GMO for 27 years. Is that true?
That is so.
And so they were hit also because I read about a company named Goya or something like that in New York that was going to step up and help Puerto Rico and take them all kinds of seeds and, you know, give them all kinds of stuff. But it was all GMO, right?
Absolutely.
So that's the last thing Puerto Rico needs. So has that plan been pretty well sidetracked or being sidetracked? And go out of the picture?
Has been.
Has been. Bye-bye.
Yep.
Okay. Good. Good, good. That is awesome news. Okay. I want to take a minute here to announce a special a few months ago. I can't remember just when. We ran a special for Rod's personal channelings. You know, he's a trans channel, and he does this for individuals and couples and groups and so forth. It was so popular and well-received that we've decided to run it again. It's Monday mornings, and in our time zone, Hawaii, it's seven. There's an appointment at 7 a.m. for an hour and an appointment at 8:30 for an hour. So Pacific time would be 7:10 a.m. and 11:30, and you can do the rest of the math. But Mondays only, beginning next Monday, which is the 9th, the 16th, the 23rd, the 30th, and November 6th. And it will end on November 6th. And so if you're interested, please let us know. The individual hour price is $92, and the couple's price is $137. So two people then can take advantage of the hour. Again, my foundation at fastmail.fm. Okay, let's get back to Archangel Michael. Thank you so much for being here again. There's been good news about 400 of the over 800 charges against the water protectors being dropped. Is this correct?
This is so.
This is awesome. Is this because of the legal team in California that is helping them? Are they?
Yeah, indeed.
They're the ones that are the major ones pulling it off?
Yeah.
Okay. And I presume all of that still needs funding. The legal team, the water protectors themselves?
Every bit of it.
Okay. There's a website that I believe is waterprotectors.com.
Yeah.
That has an address to snail mail. Checks and money orders, preferably money orders, and in amounts of not more than $500, maybe even smaller amounts, depending on what you can send. Because the bank, the local bank that handles the PayPal donations and checks, has been holding the money. Is that bank still holding the money?
Unfortunately.
They are. Somebody needs to get on them. Oh, my gosh. They need to have the legal team go after them. They have the money?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Because the bank has been receiving the donations, and this has been going on for, a year?
Yeah.
Or pretty much? And not giving the money to the water protectors so that they can use it for the supplies. They have food and water and blankets, and at least it's summer now. But they had a horrible winter. It was very, very tough.
Not for long.
Yes, right, because we're already in October. It's starting to get cold there already, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes, okay. So if anybody is in a position to donate, please do it to the physical address with money orders on the waterprotectors.com site or to the legal team in California. That, again, I have an announcement today about that. I think I sent it out to a limited list. So anything else you can tell us about the water protectors in that situation?
And then, at the very least, your blessing.
Okay. All right. The Catalan secession from Spain, what's the current situation? I know, what, 85 or 90% of the people voted for secession, but there was a lot of violence instigated on the part of Spain and the police. What's happened?
Well, Spain is fighting the secession, but they will lose.
Yay! Yay!
Yes.
Okay. Has it gone to a court situation yet, or is it still in flux?
In flux, but it will go to the court.
Okay. And see, the appropriate would be the international court, and the Hague.
Yes.
The Hague would be the right one to do this.
Yes.
Okay. And is that what they're going to do? Catalan's going to do? Okay. Great. Okay. I just had a wonderful article about female elk getting smarter and evading the hunters.
Well, yeah, they are very smart, and the males would do well to copy them.
I think that's awesome, and that someone's taking the time to study this for like the last 10 years or something to figure out what's happening there.
Yes, that was a job well done.
Absolutely. I think that's awesome. Okay. There was a report that the U.S. Court of Appeals had interpreted existing law, to come to the conclusion of the decision that states and counties can refuse to have GMO crops despite federal laws to the contrary. Is this true?
Hallelujah. Yes.
That is great. Great news. Okay. Cindy, welcome.
Hi. Hi, Archangel Michael. Mary, I don't know what the last question you asked was because I was waiting in the queue, so I hope I don't ask the same question.
Go ahead.
Okay. Trump has suggested to the State Intel Committee to investigate the U.S. media. Is this going to go anywhere?
Yes.
And when will this start really being active? And will it be good results for humanity?
It will take a few weeks to get going, but yes, it will result in reforms.
And how long will it take for the reforms to happen?
Springtime.
Okay. Jeff Sessions has removed employment discrimination protections for people of transgender. Why did he do this?
He has a moral objection to those people.
So, will this get stopped from actually happening?
It will give some people pause.
So I was just wondering if it was going to be reversed, what he has just done.
Not in the near future.
Okay. California has just declared themselves a sanctuary state for illegal immigrants. Is this good?
Well, there are many forms of insanity. This is just one.
Okay. What is the real reason Trans Canada decided to stop doing the pipeline in Canada and through the United States? Was it money?
Indeed.
Okay, so that's another way the cabal is not going to be able to gain money because of this. Is that accurate?
That's correct.
Okay. Tokyo's governor of a new political, I don't know the right word, Yuriko Koki, is she for humanity?
We'll say this, she's a definite improvement.
Okay. And then, why was the real reason the U.S. government has expelled the Cuban diplomats from the USA?
There are some things the government wants from Cuba, which Cuba is not coming forth with.
That did not come clear. Come through clear. Could you repeat that, please?
I didn't hear the original question, but I believe that Archangel Michael said that the U.S. government wants things from Cuba that Cuba is not wanting to give. Is that correct?
Yeah.
So when your answer is the U.S. government doesn't want, is that the cabal U.S. government?
My answer was that Cuba didn't want to give, but the U.S.
Right.
was asking. So don't know how to make your question work with that.
Which U.S. government?
Okay.
You're asking if the good U.S. good parts of the U.S. government were asking for things, or the cabal parts of the government, right? The corporation.
Yeah.
Well, it was the latter, yeah.
Okay. And then to tag on to Mary's question about the Native Americans with their problems and that the bank has been not giving them their money when they should. When is that bank going to be forced to give them the money? And will the people at the bank that's been holding it up, how soon will they get arrested?
When it's over, they will release the funds.
And what does that mean when it's over?
When the pipeline is officially dead.
Okay.
And the water.
So.
Then the bank will release.
Mary, is the TransUnion Canadian pipeline the same one that you've been talking about tonight, or is that a different pipeline?
Well, that's a really good question, Cindy. I think, is it the same? It is the same. There's just one pipeline in there. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So since TransUnion has said no, then that sounds like the money will be released in the next month, 2 or 3 months. Is that accurate?
That's a good bank.
Oh, okay. Number one, number two, or number three. Okay. Apple for the iPhones has done an update that I just installed in my iPhone. And when I want to text message a person, if I've sent them, like I sent my roommate Lauren a text message yesterday, she answered it, and then I deleted it because we were all done with that conversation. Now when I try to text message her, it will not let me do that. Is that intentional software programming that they did that, or was it just bad programming?
It was a programmer deciding what you ought to do.
And, okay, so when I talk to Apple on Saturday, are they getting a lot of complaints about this?
Yes.
So is that programmer part of the cabal that did this?
No, just a, an individual who's highly impressed with his own capabilities.
Okay, so is Apple going to fire that person, or what's going to happen to that person?
I don't think they will fire him. I think they will have a position open, like maybe janitor.
Oh. Okay, well, hey, janitors can do a lot of damage. So, okay, well, that's all I can think of at the moment, Mary.
Great, Cindy. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you, Archangel Michael, for being here.
My pleasure.
Speaking for myself, I'm extremely grateful. Thank you.
Much welcome.
Okay, thanks, Cindy. Okay, Susan Rice's housekeeper reportedly was interviewed at some length by the FBI. Susan Rice, of course, was in Obama's administration and a key person as far as knowing a lot of nasty stuff going on. And I am under the impression that the housekeeper shared quite a lot, maybe not everything, but quite a lot. And then was found murdered a few days later. Is this correct?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Did she tell the FBI enough that they don't actually need her testimony now since they can't get it? Or was this really a successful block on the part of the cabal?
Yes and yes. Yes and yes. She told the FBI enough, but they would need her testimony, and they can't have it. So,
okay. But will her what she did tell them, will it help them go after other people or circumstances, events that they can then get some testimony from? In other words, did it empower them at all?
Yes, not as much as one would hope, but yes.
Yes. Okay. Okay, so for her to be targeted again, like so many others, she must have spilled some real dirt or could have spilled some real dirt. Maybe they didn't know how much she told them.
It was a fear that she would tell them.
Okay. Okay, very, very sad. These guys have got to quit doing this. This is just gross. Sorry, that sounds sentimental, but it's time for us to be able to have the new world and the new earth and the new consciousness and all the good stuff that's coming.
See it. No.
See it. Okay.
Live it.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, also, Hugh Hefner reportedly told quite a bit, and then even though he was not in great health, but was murdered also for to keep him quiet.
Indeed.
Okay. Because he knew a lot about the Hollywood people involved in pedophilia, satanic stuff, a lot of bad stuff, right?
Yes. He did know all of that.
Okay. Did he, again, was he able to tell them enough, or was it that they were somewhat empowered to be able to get some progress out of what he said?
A little bit.
A little bit. A little bit. Okay. Okay, well, that's good. But, okay, there are MTA metal towers now in New York in tunnels. And I guess.
Oh, you mean the crowd control devices?
Yeah. All right.
Yes.
Would you address those? And nobody seems to talk about them. And there's what, you know, $100 million spent on these.
There's been a considerable amount of money spent putting them in place, and they're there for crowd control. They have a lot of people there. They think they're going to need crowd control.
Crowd control was a mostly negative purpose, probably.
They don't care. They just want to control them.
Okay, so the people in charge would be told what to do, and they just do it, and it wouldn't matter whether it was positive, negative, pro-cabal, anti-cabal, or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. Was it really necessary to put up all those towers, for goodness sake?
Depends on how much fear you have, doesn't it?
Good point. So those who initiated and approved those towers and the money spent have a lot of fear. Maybe they have a lot to be afraid of.
Correct. In both counts.
Okay. All right. Okay. Crowd control. Well, that makes sense. Yes, New York has a lot of people. Okay. What is happening with the Mississippi River? It seems to appear to be going dry, or the water is going somewhere. Someone proposed a fault line or a fissure or something. I'm unclear.
There is basically a crack in the earth in which the water is flowing down into.
And how did this crack get created?
Little earthquakes and a little help from your friends who aren't your friends.
Like fracking?
Yeah.
Fracking was a major thing. So doing the fracking, which has been a lot of fracking in that area, I believe,
yeah,
all the way up and down either side of the river, pretty much. And so that has caused an opening down into the earth, and the water's flowing down. Is it flowing then out to an ocean or someplace?
No.
Okay. Well, the earth being hollow or whatever does have oceans and rivers in there. Is that where the water's going to feed those oceans?
Yes? Yeah.
Okay. So that's going to be difficult for a lot of farmers that live along either side of the river, right?
Yes, and for many, many people.
People who depend on that river,
yes,
for a lot of different things. It's a huge...
How are you going to have river pumps on dry land?
That does not work, does it?
Not so much.
Okay, so... What is that going to then completely change that area and what people have to do there? Is it more like a permanent thing?
Indeed, it is.
Good grief. Okay. Do you have any suggestions for any people who live in that area who may listen to the archives or may be listening and what to do to help themselves in this situation?
I think it may be time to consider moving.
Okay, moving, but they won't be able to sell their land, probably.
Right.
No, but they should move out of there and just take what they can and,
and go.
And go and find another place that they can make work for them, whatever it is they do. Okay. Yeah, a lot of changes. Whoa. Okay.
Excuse me, you expected ascension with no changes?
No, no, that's pretty unrealistic, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, what about the pictures showing the sun and another orb nearby? There's quite a few pictures on the internet about this. Can you address that?
This is this mysterious planet that they have been alluding to for quite some time now.
Planet X?
Yes.
Or Nibiru?
Yes.
That's whatever you want to call it?
Whatever you want to call it.
Okay. Is it going to stay around the sun, or does it have a trajectory or a path that's proposed? What's happening with it?
It has its own orbit.
Its own orbit. So is it going to be an addition to the solar system?
Yes.
Okay. But not going to become a danger to Earth, as it says, because we have the new Earth coming, which will not be in danger no matter what, right?
Exactly.
So it has its own orbit. Is it in sync with the other planets in its orbit?
Yes.
Okay. So it's like going to fill in between a couple of other planets somewhere along the way?
Yeah, it has its own orbit. Different.
Okay, so what we were taught is that most of the planets lie in kind of a plane where they aren't just jumbled all over the place with all different elliptical-type orbits, but they're more in like a dinner plate, like rings in a dinner plate. Okay.
Yeah.
Is this planet going to become a ring like that, or is it going to be completely out of sync with the so-called dinner plate idea?
No sync.
Okay, no sync. So it's going to do its own deal.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, what's its purpose? Why did it come?
A small indication of change happened.
A small indication of change. And here's this big planet.
Yeah.
It looks quite sizable.
It is.
Like, is it bigger than Jupiter?
Yeah, almost. Yeah.
Much bigger than Jupiter. So it's really a giant planet.
It is.
Okay. Is it inhabited with humans?
Not with you.
But other forms of life?
Yes.
Okay. Animal life or plant life?
The whole spectrum, my dear.
Okay. So that would be tiny bugs and animals and plants. And so it has an atmosphere.
Yes.
Then, so because these are need an atmosphere of some kind, some constituency. And all kinds of little things as well, some of whom we have on this planet. Yes?
Yes, you do.
Okay. Just not human. Okay. Are there other, like, humanoid or beings that was on that planet besides the animals and the plants and so forth?
Yes, there are life forms there that are similar to humans.
Okay, so kind of humanoid. Kind of, okay. Because on many planets, there are many different kinds of life forms that are humanoid or not. Like, what was it, one of the last webinars that Sheldon Neidel did was about the praying mantis.
Yes.
Still called people, but they're big praying mantises, right?
Yes.
Okay, or what we would call praying mantises as a similarity. So you're talking of that kind of
thing. You wouldn't want to know what that's all
is. Well, praying mantis is actually kind of a nice name. They have not a nice name for us.
Let's put it this way. They're not as impressed with your capabilities as you are.
Well, we have a lot of not nice stuff on this planet.
Correct.
That's what you're referring to?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And the plan is for those to exit so that we have a lot better mix of humans?
Indeed. That is the plan. And it will happen.
It will happen, yes. Okay. All right. Jason Chavez, Oversight and Governance Reform Subcommittee on National Security and some other things. Apparently, he's been approved to investigate Hillary Clinton's email server. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. That is going to be a huge job. Oh, my. Yes. Okay. And am I correct in understanding this is a take-no-prisoners guy, that he's a tiger and he really goes for the truth?
This is true.
This is true. Okay. So he's, of all people to be signed this, he's like the right one to a great degree?
Indeed.
Okay. And of course there's been criticism of him because most people with that type of personality or strength or determination do get criticized because there's other people that can't deal with it. Yeah.
Yeah. Indeed.
Okay. What are his chances of getting the real information? And do you have any idea how many months it will take him to really dig into this and get a conclusion?
You're looking at something close to 2 years.
Whoa. Okay. Even with someone like him.
Yes.
And being able to have whatever assistance he wants and support staff and so forth.
Yes, correct.
Yes. Okay. Okay. I presume that most of us already know what the outcome will be, that she will be supremely guilty of all kinds of shenanigans.
Will be, yes.
But he will show in a organized, thorough manner that she is guilty, yes.
Right.
Yes, what we all know she is. Okay, or was, because she's not planted anymore.
Right.
Are they still using the good double?
So this is very much like closing the barn door after the horse is gone.
That's right. Right. The horse is really gone. Not just out.
Gone.
And she's not on the planet anymore. So Teresa Barnwell is the good double, as I understand. And how is she doing with all of this?
She's just more nervous than every second back.
Well, I would understand that. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Does she have an exit strategy? Has she figured out what to do to save herself?
She's considering that.
She should be. Yeah. So, the whole charade.
But it won't be her who decides what to do with her.
Yeah, because she won't have the power to save herself, even no matter what she tries.
No matter what she tries. It's too late.
Okay. So is she the one they'll trot out for any congressional hearing, appearance?
Yes, indeed.
Okay. And there's really nothing she can do about it. She accepted the job and probably didn't figure the risk. All right.
So it's a glamour guy.
Okay. Well, that is her choice. That's a shame. So the email about Jason Chavez's assignment on Starship Earth Big Picture, one of the few things that has disappeared. So it must have been, there was an email and an article and video. It must have been pretty powerful stuff.
It was.
And so the Nazis took it off, and Starship can't do anything about it?
Correct.
Or Starship still has it and doesn't have the courage to put it up because it's really damaging?
The latter.
Okay. Well, they have to make their own decisions, too. They put up a lot of pretty risky stuff.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Carol, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Hello, dear one.
Hello. Appreciate you being here. I'm having spasms in my spine almost constantly. Is that just part of my healing?
It is, dear one.
And can you give me any assistance with that?
Done.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Yes, namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you, Carol.
Thank you, Mary.
Okay. Is there anything else that our callers and listeners should know about the whole Hillary, Jason Chavez, the investigation that took place, and the ethics?
No, dear.
No. Okay. All right. The power grid in the United States is old and quite vulnerable, as many people know, and could easily be damaged by the galactic on-net job to prevent that.
They are indeed.
So it will hold together pretty much, maybe with a few skirmishes here and there, so to speak, but pretty much will hold together because the Galactic are taking care of us. Is that true?
It will make it to Ascension.
Ah, to Ascension. Okay, well, we don't need it, right? Because we'll have all the free energy that we need just automatically. Oh, good. That is good to know. So anybody who tries to damage or take out any place or key place on the power grid is pretty much going to be toast.
Yeah.
Okay. I can deal with that. That is awesome. Thank you, all you galactics doing that, because it's a very vulnerable situation.
Indeed it is.
Yes. Okay. Okay. Christopher Wray, the FBI man, basically said that the FBI, as it exists, is non-functional, meaning it's got big problems of not doing its job, so it hasn't been cleaned out fully yet. Good people and nasties and all of that.
All of the above.
Okay. Is he the right person to tackle the job?
Yes.
Pretty much.
Yes.
Of the choices available to Trump to put in that position.
Yes.
Okay. Meaning non-functional, meaning they're not getting anything done, that there's so much internal confusion, or just not cleaned down enough? Okay. People working against each other. meaning cross assignments or nasties trying to take out good people or just a mess.
It's a mess. Part of it is nasty. Part of it is just real.
Okay. That they no longer have the commitment to really do what they can do in terms of the good guys.
Right.
Because they feel demoralized and rejected, and what did I sign up for? And this is a mess, and I'd like to do a good job, but how do I do this? All that kind of stuff? Okay. Well, that's understandable with what the FBI has been through. There's good guys and not good guys with a different agenda. Yeah. Okay. Okay. I would like to mention our special again before we finish. We are running a special again with Rod Channeling Monday morning for the next 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 weeks. And $92 for an individual, $137 for two people. It's an hour session. It's recorded. And we'll send you the recording. And if you want more information, my email is myfoundation@fastmail, F like Frank, A-S-T-M-A-I-L, .fm, like fastmail. Okay, so any last thoughts and comments, Archangel Michael?
Don't feed them. Do not feed them.
I love that. Okay. And of course, he's talking about F-E-A-R, which is their F-O-O-D. And don't go there because they are falling apart. And the whole Vegas thing was just a very well planned, but executed with a lot of people paying attention for the first time instead of just a few. Yes.
Not only that, there were so many holes in the story that they came up with that it's impossible to pass it yet.
Yes, the official story. There is no official story here that works even remotely.
Correct.
Too many cell phone pictures and videos. Too many observers speaking out.
Yes.
And many observers that are not speaking out as well, because there's no there's only risk and no advantage to them.
Yeah. Yes.
And the hospital, and the hospitals in Vegas and the personnel there have no reason to speak out either. They know that it was a lot lower numbers of injured, right?
Yes, they do.
They do. And there's no point in them saying anything. No reward and a lot of risk. Yeah.
Exactly.
So, again, if anybody wants all the emails I have already, it's only been 4 days, there's so much information, so many holes in the story. If you want that, send me an email and just ask for the Las Vegas details. Okay? Again, Archangel Michael, thank you so much for being here. We're very grateful. And thank you, thank you, thank you.
My pleasure, Julia. My pleasure.
Namaste.